to me. I was with a mate, and I must add that he's from the North Shore. And there's nothing wrong with North Shore people, it's just that they're a little bit different, eh? And so we caught up at Manukau Moor, you know, just for a feed, and yeah, just talk about life, I guess. And after our catch-up, he goes, "Hey, Wilson." And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Why do you go like this?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You always do that, you know, with people you know or you don't know. Like, they walk past and you're just like..." I'm like going, "Oh." And he goes, "What does it mean? Like, what is it about? Like, is it a gang sign?" Remember, he's from the North Shore. And I kind of looked at him a little bit puzzled, and I was like, "Well, what do I actually say?" And I couldn't think up of anything intelligent. I just went, "It just means hello in South Auckland." So I went, "Yeah." So on that notice, I was just like, "Wow, I've never realized how much I've ever, you know, just went up to people and done that." And I believe right now we're in South Auckland, and we're in Manurewa, you know, the promised land of South Auckland. I reckon we should greet each other in an appropriate way. So turn to the person next to you and just give them like a simple head nod like that. Go, try it. It's the best. And the best thing about this is that you can catch someone's eye like this and just give them that, and they're going to respond. So use it. That's good. So that's pretty awesome. All right. Let's just turn to our Bibles. Grab our Bibles. Turn to Matthew 8, verses 1 to 3. And this is the passage that we're going to be reflecting on today. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for how awesome life is. Thank you for making us alive. And thank you that you call us in partnership with you to bring life into this world. Amen. So, last year, I got to spend some time with an organization called Urban Seed. And what Urban Seed do is that they journey and share life with people who are marginalized in their communities, in their societies. And I had the privilege to join them, you know, for about 4 weeks. And I got to join them in their day-to-day schedules and just give them a hand of what they normally do. And during our first couple of days, one of our goals was to, you know, to go into inner city Melbourne and just see what life is about. So just, you know. And then we had a bit of a debrief. And Melbourne, you know, it's such a beautiful city. If you guys ever go, I recommend you guys to take a tour of what the Laneway street art is about. It's so beautiful. It's got a lot of meaning to it. And our goal was to see what life was for people who are rich and for people who are poor. So later on, I guess the couple of days, we had a bit of a debrief. And we were just talking about kind of what we saw. And then one of the person from our team goes, "You know, don't the rich notice the poor in the city?" And then we kind of debriefed on this, and then our facilitator, she shared a story. A corporate businessman, he was invited to a party at the old Melbourne jail. And the theme for this party was the old Melbourne jail. And this man, he wanted to make an impression, you know, and dress up really well. So he was thinking to himself, you know, how should I dress up? And he was thinking to himself, you know, well, back in those days, homeless people would get arrested all the time for no reason. So he thought to himself, he goes, "It would be a good idea if I came as one." So when the party was a week away, he went to the op shop and he got an old coat, he got some old boots, an old scarf, an old beanie. And the stuff did smell a little bit. And he was like, "Well, this is real good. I'll grab the stuff. I look like the person and I also smell like a homeless person. So he was like, there's a choice. And the lady kind of was reluctant of selling it to him. But he said, no, I'm dressing up for this party and I really want to look the part. And she sold the stuff, which is cool. And then when it was about 4 days later, he was still thinking about his outfit, you know, what could really, you know, make him look realistic. And he decided, you know, to grow his stubble out a little bit. And he was like, well, if I do this, I would look the part. So he did that. And on the night of the party, he kind of just dressed up in his outfit, looked in the mirror, and he goes, wow, I look like a homeless person. And then as he came out of his house, he started walking. And he goes, hang on, like, what would make this more realistic if I got some cigarettes and tucked one in my ear? So he went to the 7-Eleven. And as he was about to enter the door, the lady at the counter quickly goes, hey, if you don't have money, can you please get out? And the man was like, whoa, 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 I do have money. And he pulls out his wallet, pulls out a 20 and gets the cigarettes and just leaves. And as he's walking, he tucks one in his ear. And this guy looked exactly like a homeless person. And as he continued walking, he kind of realized that people weren't really bumping into him. I mean, Melbourne is a very busy city. You're bound to bump into someone, especially on a Friday night. And he started noticing that people, they were avoiding him and ignoring him, like literally walking around him. And he thought, you know, this is pretty weird. So he just stopped there and just stood there in a busy street and just see what would happen. And he literally felt like he was in a bubble, people walking around him, like a bubble. And he decided to make eye contact with people. And when he looked at people, they looked away. You know, people noticed him, but they pretended that he wasn't there. They ignored and avoided him. The people treated him like he was invisible, that he did not exist. And in the passage of Matthew, the one that we just read, there is a man who was treated like he was invisible by his society. This man, he had leprosy. And leprosy, it is a skin disease that gets worse over time through nerve damage, skin sores, and muscle weakness. And back then, people with leprosy were deemed unclean and unholy. So everyone stayed away from this man because they knew he had leprosy. And because of the stigma, they avoided him and they ignored him. And this man, he became isolated from society, marginalized from his culture, and alienated from his people. People treated him like he was invisible. And what does invisible mean? Invisible means that you're not visible, meaning that you don't exist. Literally meaning that if you don't exist, doesn't that make you dead? Literally meaning that you are dead. And people pretty much treated him like he was dead, ignoring him, avoiding him, pretending like he had no existence. And just imagine about what it feels like, you know, that people around you pretend you don't exist. This is what it means, you know, to be invisible. As we carry on with the story, this man who is made invisible sees Jesus. And he forces himself in front of the crowd and just kneels before Jesus and screams, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And there's a large crowd following Jesus, you know. And Jesus, he has just been teaching the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount, I believe, you know, these are our code of ethics of what it means to follow Jesus. And the crowd that followed Jesus probably heard the Sermon on the Mount. And they would have been watching Jesus very carefully. I mean, Jesus said, Blessed are the poor, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Meaning that the poor, the invisible, they have a place in the kingdom of heaven, a place of dignity and a place of value in this place, or in this kingdom. And then Jesus, he does an unspeakable act. He reaches out his hand and touches this man. And this is a no-no to touch someone with leprosy. But Jesus does so anyway. And Jesus says, "I am willing. Be clean." And the man was cured. I believe that in this passage, two miracles happen. The first miracle is obvious. The leprosy went away. I don't know about you, but I can't do these type of miracles. Maybe I don't have enough faith. I mean, that's what a Pentecostal friend told me once. But the second miracle, the miracle of acknowledgement. This is a miracle that I can do, that all of us can do. And maybe this is the miracle that Jesus wanted to teach us and to show us to do. I mean, this man with leprosy, he's been made invisible by society, made dead. And when Jesus touches this man, I believe something happens. You know, healings, they can be physical, but also I believe healings can happen on the inside. You know, I believe something happens. Another healing takes place, not a physical one, but like I said, something in here. I mean, imagine if you've never been touched before in your life, never hugged, never held, and you were touched for the very first time. And this touch, it has more meaning than what we think. This physical touch from Jesus literally acknowledges the man's presence. This physical touch literally restores and heals this man's dignity, this man's mana, this man's humanity. This acknowledgement says that you are no longer invisible, that I see you, that I recognize your presence, that you have dignity. I accept you for who you are. I acknowledge that you are alive, that you are living, a living person. And I think this is the miracle, this is the healing that Jesus was trying to show us, the importance of physically acknowledging someone's presence. This miracle, you know, like I said, it starts something here. And it goes beyond our mind. There's a story that I remember from Intermission, Mick Duncan shared. This was quite early on from his ministry in the Philippines. Mick was kind of doing his thing, just walking the streets, and he kind of met with three guys. And he learnt their names. And then went off, and I think in the next couple of weeks, something like that. And then Mick kind of saw the man and just yelled his name and just waved over. And the man just looked at Mick puzzled, "Hey, am I right?" Just looked at him puzzled. But that man, he became a pastor, am I right? You know? And just because Mick acknowledged this man's presence, acknowledged his name, acknowledged his humanity. You know, what acknowledgement does, it takes away this feeling of being invisible. You know, when someone acknowledges, you feel like you exist and you're alive. And I'm sure all of us, you know, we've got stories where we want people to acknowledge us. We have stories where we want people to acknowledge our presence. I mean, when I was in high school, you know, there was this girl, you know, I wanted her to acknowledge my presence. You know, we all have those stories. But instead, she made me feel invisible. We have those stories. And we know that no one, that we don't want to feel invisible. You know, no one wants to feel like they don't exist. No one wants to feel like, you know, they're dead to the people around them. You know, we want to feel loved. We want to be cared for. We want to have value. We want to be accepted. We want people to acknowledge our presence, that we're alive. And these are, you know, what I believe humans long for. And I'm sure, you know, all of us, we see invisible people. We know invisible people in our communities, in our workplaces, in our schools. And I'm sure, you know, when I talk about these invisible people, we can picture their faces. We literally can. You know, these are the people who we avoid and literally walk the other way. And we hope that, you know, they don't notice us. You know, these are the people we ignore, that we pretend that we don't see them. We treat these people like they don't exist. We literally treat them, you know, that they should be dead. And I'll tell you something else. You know, people know when they're invisible. They literally can sense it. And the man with leprosy in the story, he literally screams for someone to acknowledge him. You know, to no longer feel invisible, to no longer feel dead, to no longer be ignored or avoided. You know, he wanted to feel like he existed and had some sort of dignity. And I wonder if our church, if our community, our society can hear the screams of the invisible ones around us. You know, sometimes their screams can be in different forms, you know, in the form of tagging and vandalizing the place, in the form of cutting or hurting themselves, in the form of abusing or hurting other people, in the form of abusing drugs and alcohol, in the form of getting into prostitution and into gangs, in the form of being lonely or thinking about suicide. These are the streams. You know, the funny thing is that these are the streams, you know, people are doing to no longer feel invisible. Maybe, you know, some of these streams are not acceptable in our society. And the funny truth is that even though they're streaming in this way, we still continue to treat them like they're invisible. We literally look the other way and pretend like they don't exist or we don't care about them. You know, these people, these invisible ones, they're screaming to be alive. Just like the man with leprosy, they're screaming so someone will acknowledge their presence, that they have dignity, that they exist, that they're not scum, that they're not dead. And I guess the question is, will you respond to their scream? Will you respond to the invisible people out there? When Jesus stepped into his ministry, he said this: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." And in this passage, the poor, the prisoners, the blind, the oppressed, these are the least, and these are the invisible ones. You know, Jesus cared for these people. He stood up for these people. He responded to the invisible people out there. And sometime last year, I heard the gospel being summed up by a wise man called Salah. He said, "The gospel, it is not about making bad people good, but the dead people feel alive." I believe Jesus calls us to respond to the invisible people out there. Maybe we can't heal leprosy, but we can take away the invisible feeling people have by physically acknowledging them. This is the miracle that we can do. You know, it is as simple as, you know, going up to someone and shaking their hands, or even giving them a hug to show that they do exist. Or even like a simple acknowledgement that we did earlier on today with the head nod, which goes like this. It is as simple as that to acknowledge someone's presence. I know that we all can do this. You know, this is an acknowledgement, a simple one, to start a healing here to the people who feel like they're invisible. I mean, I was an invisible one once. And then someone from this church literally gave me a head nod like this. And it started a healing here. Because this acknowledgement recognizes that I existed in this world, that I do have dignity, that I do have value, that I was a human to be loved. And this literally, this acknowledgement started a journey from dead, from my death to being alive again. And we know the invisible people out there in our communities. And let's go out and physically acknowledge the existence in our society today. And let's cure this illness of invisibility, just the way Jesus did. Let's pray, eh? Dear Lord, we just thank you for your love. We just thank you for your love that brings life into this world. That you invite us to bring love and life into this world as well. Thank you for that invitation, Lord, to join you in your kingdom. And as we go back out to our daily lives, Lord, allow us to love the people that you love. Allow us to acknowledge the people that you acknowledge. And let us remember the life acknowledgement can bring to the people who needs it the most. Amen.